back on the record, case number 09-034. Property address is 5417 E Street Northeast. Single-story detached frame, single-family. Last BCRB, the owner of record is General Services, Inc. Last BCRB board action, a notice of show cause was sent out on 6/16/2014. I have a young lady sitting in front of this board. Can you announce your name for the record?
Yes, sir. Good morning. My name is Moretti Akinleye.
Okay.
And I represent General Services Incorporated.
Okay, thank you. Can I get you to print your name, the sign, and then the address of the property? This property was inspected on December 8th, 2014. Inspector Holloman, you want to give us your findings, sir? I apologize. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Doc.
On December at 7417 E Street, property reinspection revealed that the property is secure now because it was open at one point in time, but it still has no gutters and downspouts.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, but the roof was worked on, you can see.
Yeah. Right. And that siding wasn't there, right?
And it's secured more or less. There are a few gaps, but it looks pretty good. Yeah. I mean, everything is relative, of course. It may not be habitable on the inside, but I think the fact that it lacks the drainage is probably something that could be cited with the NOV, but I don't think it's sort of necessarily an insanitary building at this point from what we can see. So I'm going to move that we close the case.
I second. It's been properly moved and second that the board close this case. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted. Now this BCRB board case, we just closed that case, but the agency, DCRA, will still hold you responsible for maintaining the property maintenance.
Yes.
Is there anything that you want to present to the board in reference to your progress or your next course of action?
Yes, sir. Actually, we did obtain some, I was actually working on a permit to cut some trees and to have renovation in progress with the address. The fencing, nevertheless, the contractor came there and the vehicle was broken into and everything was stolen. So he left and he said he wasn't going to be able to come there to do any kind of job until we actually have a secured fence that can be locked and entered. So, and that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions of the board?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming out today.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
On the record, next case, 11-014. Property address is 408 U Street Northwest, three-story, single detached masonry structure. Owner of record is John F. Roberts. Last BCRB board action, a notice of condemnation was sent out on 10/28/2011. Property was inspected December 5th, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what are your findings?
On the 5th of December, initial inspection revealed no cause. Property was in good condition.
Well, that's good news.
All right. Based off the inspector's findings, I recommend that the case be closed.
Lift the order of condemnation.
Oh, and the order of condemnation be lifted.
Second.
All right. It's been properly moved and second that the case be closed and order of condemnation be lifted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, motion carried. Back on the record, case number 11-084. Property address is 430 Manor Place Northwest, three-story row brick, single-family structure. Owner of record is Irby Dickerson. Last BCAB board action, a certificate of condemnation was placed on the property May 2nd, 2013. Ownership is still the same. Property was inspected on December 5th, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what were your findings?
Initial inspection conducted at 430 Manor Place on the 5th of December revealed that, as you can see, the roof, not the roof, the front, the face part of the roof, pillar paint. Missing shingles on the roof, broken masonry parts right there on the side by the basement door and basement porch wall.
It's property secure?
Yes, property is secure.
So mostly it's property maintenance on some of the issues.
Now when it says here Blight appealed on October 24th, does that mean it was successfully appealed? Or what does that mean? Or do we just don't know what the outcome is? because this is a really good blight case, better than a BCIB case.
That is true.
Yeah, they had to get a blight appeal because they have a less than exemption.
Exemption pending.
Could you show what you can?
So what, pictures? Can I pull up this document?
Okay. Is this going to tell us why they granted it? Special exemption. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I would send right over to for a blight, blight finding.
This is 15-16. I'm not looking at 430, man. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's 15-16.
No, I'm just curious as to what, like, if it means that they're doing work or they're listening for sale or.
Light appeal granted. Documentation and support should continue. So,
continuous efforts.
Huh. you do.
Where was that? What address did it go to?
430. I'm sorry.
Did it go to the house address?
It went to, no, ma'am. It went to Arnold, Maryland.
Uh huh.
To William Mathis.
Would you do one more favor for me and just check and see what kind of building permits they got? Because I want to see if that bears out whether they've been making continuous efforts, because I don't see them.
All right, here's why.
Okay, so
and the tax sale held on the 12th of October, Capital Buyers LLC won the bid for the certificate of tax sale from the property mentioned above. Unaware of the time and the outstanding amounts due from special assessments, we found these amounts years exceeding the actual property value.
Okay. Can you go down and see who? Okay, so Mathis, so he's the one who bought the tax lien, but we don't know if he quieted the title because he represents. And then we got Ms. Daisy. Who was the owner here?
I can't see that.
Yeah, I don't know where Irby Dickinson comes in here. So
did they
quiet at the title?
It's been vacant.
All right, here we go. Wait. Listen, hang on and just see what the scope is. So this is an estimate to do work, right? And that's dated. Let me see what the date is on that. I'm just trying to get a sense. Okay, so that's October. All right. I'm just trying to get a sense on what their timing is here. So are you now send a notice to this new party, this Mathis?
This is an old case.
Yeah.
As you can see from 11.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the pictures. Yeah, I wanted to see the pictures of the property because the blight had been appealed.
Right.
I didn't know if the property kind of condition.
All right. Well, I mean, I think they appealed it for reasons. They granted the appeal for reasons other than the blight's been corrected. They're just trying to forgive it because they got a new party in here who says I'm going to fix it. Okay. So
I'll make sure I make contact.
So I'm going to check the recorder deeds and see if they actually have title to the property. And, would you just check and see if there are any building permits up there? Because if they got this scope in October and they haven't gotten any permits in the last 2 months.
No.
You know, they might have shown just enough evidence to get the blight waived and then decided, okay, now we can just hang out for a while. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no building permits.
Sorry. Okay, no building permits. Okay, good for us to know. All right, then I think what the thing to do is we probably extend this, but I think you should probably send notice to this Mathis individual. All right, so I move that we extend the case for 90 days.
Second.
It's been probably moved and second that the case be extended for 90 days. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? There being none, motion carries.
Next case is case 15-002. This is another continued case, or one might say a new case. And the question is whether we should accept it or not. Mr. Holloman, you inspected this as well?
Yes, sir, on the 5th of December, and it reveals the property is in excellent condition.
Looks good. Looks very good in the front. Do we have any rear photos of this?
No, couldn't get to
that. Nobody's got an alley anymore. Are you sure you looked hard enough? Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to move that we not accept this case.
Second.
We have a second. So the motion is to not accept the case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Case not accepted.
Back on the record, case number 12-033, property address is 715 31st Street Southeast, two-story detached frame structure. Owner of record is American Securities, LLC. Last BCIB board action. A notice to show cause was sent out January 13, 2012. Ownership is still the same. The property was inspected on December 2, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what were your findings?
On the 2nd of December, I found cause for action at 715 31st Street. As you can see in the rear, window has broken glass, hole in the roof, where the gutters affected that roof, and the corner of the rear.
Yeah, having the roof open like that is a big problem. So, and we don't have a note here that we've done a certificate of condemnation yet, so I'm going to assume that's correct in this instance, because I think that's the next step here.
Have you ever had any contact with
them? I mean, notice to show cause is almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago. If I guess where you're going with it, Ms. B, can we give a second chance to send another notice?
No, I'm just trying to...
Because if we sent it out in 2012...
Well, they're going to have a chance.
Well, here's the thing. We can send her a notice. When we send her the notice of condemnation, there's a chance right there for her to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. Who is she? It says American Security, LLC.
I'm just curious on the taxes on it. Is it going to be sold?
The taxes are probably going to be high because there was blight in 2013. So I think hopefully they should be paying that rate.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair amount. Okay.
What did you say? What did the taxes say?
$71,000.
Well, we don't see none.
I can't hear you.
Huh? Well, we don't see none.
Said $71,000.
On the screen.
But was it sold to DC or anything?
Okay, so.
Nope. I'm not sold to DC.
I make a motion that we issue an order of condemnation.
A second. It's been properly moved and second that this board issue an order of condemnation on the property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted.
Acting Chairman Davidson had to step out of the room, so Tim Denham, I'm going to take over again. The next case is 15-001. This is what we are calling a continued case. That is a case that we opened for consideration as to whether accept it or not sometime in the past, but it was somehow dropped and we're trying to act upon the open file. This is for 813 10th Street Northeast. The owner record we have is Mike B. Doyle. And there was supposed to be an inspection a year ago, and so I guess we must have adopted this back in 2012, we must have taken up the case in 2012 or 2013. So here we are again. Have we had a recent inspection on it?
Yes, sir.
Did you do that, Mr. Holloman?
Yes, sir. On the 5th of December. Okay. As you can see in the photos, all violation was abated. No cause for action.
Very good. Are there any photos of the rear?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you get photos of it? Oh, you couldn't get
to our... Oh, you can't get to the back? There's no alley?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, from what we can see, it looks like issues have been abated. It looks like it's in good condition in the front. So I would say that we not accept this case. Now, that's my motion. Do we have a second? This is the bottom of three?
Yes.
Do we have a second? Is that you, Mr. Singh? Okay. All right, the motion is to not accept this case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Our second case is case 13-071. The property address is 1015 50th Place, Northeast. Owner of record, as we have it, is Willie C. Bethea. I guess as we last left this in August, we had granted a 90-day extension because there was some discussion of possibly being able to get financing for repairs to the building. There's been a notice of violation issued earlier this year in the spring. And so first we're going to start out with a report from our staff, and then we'll go to the witnesses.
Re-inspection was conducted on the 1st of December. And as you can see in the photos, the violations have not abated. Property is in the same condition as the initial inspection.
I spoke with Mr. Michael Collini yesterday. He stated that DHCD is giving Mr. Bethea funds to rehab the property.
Okay.
And,
okay, good.
He also asked me for specific violations so they can start on those first.
Okay, good. Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the witnesses, and first, if you'd identify yourselves for the record and state your relationship to the property, and then I'm going to swear you all in.
Lawan Faxio, the family friend.
Dr. Darnita L. Payton, I am a hoarding consultant with the Deputy Mayor's Office on Health and Human Services.
Okay.
So I was waiting for Z.
Payton is last name.
Payton, P-A-Y-D-E-N.
I'm sorry, I thought it was Payton. Sorry. Okay, great. Go ahead, Mr. Bethea. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just tell me who you are.
I think we cut you off.
I said I'm William Bethea. I'm the owner of the property.
Okay, great, thank you.
Wasn't Clark and Sever, Mr. Bethea?
Okay. Yes, and you've been here with us before, yes. Thank you. All right. And we have to swear in witnesses, so do each and all of you swear or affirm that any testimony you give today will be the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, who wants to start?
I can start.
Okay, great.
As Mr. Stark stated, Mr. Collini, working with DHCD, they have approved $40,000 rehab grant.
Great.
With an additional $15,000 for the roof. This is the approval letter. Also, I have a letter from the Office of the Aging from Myra Vasquez, who's also a social worker. The Office of the Aging is also assisting Ms. Bethea. On Friday, Dr. Payton, Nancy Wilson, who's the project manager, Michael Collini, and who's his name, John?
Joachim Puth, I can spell that.
He's from DC Sustainable Energy Utility. Came out Friday to take pictures, and they had a meeting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sustainable Energy, they're trying to get them to partner to do some work. So this right now, the paperwork has to go to UDC for a scope, and then it goes back for the bidding. I did send over a letter to Mr. Collini to try to, because Mr. But they know which contractor he wants to use for the project, but they could not circumvent the process.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to pay to be collusion, so
mm-hmm.
it's a long process, so they're waiting for that so the bidding can start. And
they want, do they want a minimum of 3 bids or something like that? Or
It has to come from UDC mm-hmm. scope first and then back, and then the bidding process, because
gotcha.
You still can choose that contractor, but they just have to go through
right.
the process.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
so that, as you say, it's a little complex, so it's going to probably take some time yet, right?
Well, it should be over there now. I'm not sure how long it's going to take for UDC to get it back to him. But again, like I said, he was approved for the 40 and an additional 15 for the roof. And the sustainable energy, they're looking at them to possibly do the windows, doors, heater, furnace, and whatever else they can provide, which will free up some
great.
Of the $40,000 to go inside, and then the siding, you know, will be able to take care of and then go inside. So
wonderful.
It definitely will be brought up to code. It's just the exact dates. We can't DC government, so
yeah.
we can't pinpoint the exact date. But he does have several agencies involved. And again, this is Dr. Payton, and I'll let him.
Would you like to add
she
in?
Covered it.
Did
over
steal
over
your
what
thunder.
She said.
No, well, thank you. Thank you both, and thanks, DHCD.
Yes.
Do you guys have a copy machine? I could make some copies of that.
Of that, of the commitment
yeah.
letter?
Yeah.
Do you want a copy of it for the file, or you just...
Now,
I
sent Mr. Stark a copy. He has both of these in an email. I sent you a second email because the first one didn't attach. So I sent a second email, and you should have both of these.
Okay. You sent that yesterday?
I did this morning. The one I sent yesterday. I think the attachments didn't attach.
Okay.
So I sent it this morning. So you should have both of these.
All right, that's fine.
And
No, Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark.
So you said you want copies as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can somebody go run? I mean, I can go run and make copies.
No, no, we got it.
You got
it.
Huh?
You already have it?
Charles,
yeah.
You can make a copy of both of
these. Email address, just
if you don't mind.
WLCLARK at
WLCLK?
CLARK.
CLARK.
At mac.com. MAC.com.
Thanks, sir. So we just need one copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, just one copy.
Wonderful.
Thanks,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mrs. Bethay, did you want to add anything? Are you happy about this?
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
Because it makes us happy, too.
Huh?
Good.
It makes me happy.
Mr. Clark, you want anything to say? Okay.
If
all right.
If you can get the house fixed, that's no problem.
Great, great. Well, we're all on the same team on that. So I think we're going to have to extend this some more. You know, we hope everything goes along quickly.
I would recommend that you really extend it for about another 120.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you why. It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're
okay.
On the holidays. Yes.
I'll second.
You get that scope back.
I think you're right. I don't want to leave Mr. Bethay under his leaky roof for too long. But
and then you've got to actually start. And you're bringing in wonderful partners. I'm glad this is one of the best I've seen.
Great. Well, great.
It's a village.
Well, yeah. With that expert testimony from DACD.
Well, I second the motion.
120 days. For a motion for 120 day extension.
120 day extension.
Second what?
They know. It's been probably moving second that the board extends this case for 120 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted.
Thank you.
Back on the record. Case number 11-005, property address is 1203 Linden Place Northeast, two-story semi-detached masonry structural basement. Owner of record is Elijah Short, Debbie M. Short, PR. Last BCIB board action, the board granted a 60-day extension 9/11/2013. The property was inspected on December 2, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what were your findings?
December the 2nd, the initial inspection found cause for action. The violation such as the gutters defective in the rear, missing window in the rear, fresh in the roof, and cracks, masonry cracks in the exterior wall.
Yeah, it's that rear wall masonry that's the real problem here. Oh, well, and missing a window is not a bad thing, too, but, I mean, it is a bad thing. Yeah, I mean, the other things could have fallen under property maintenance, but I'm worried about that.
Yeah,
that's
right,
some
there.
Serious cracking. That.
And that's right over that window, too.
Yeah.
Have we had any contact with them?
Has it always been that color?
Yes, it's my first time going out there.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I don't remember ever having contact with this person. But I don't. Matter of fact, let me do this.
So we haven't sent them a notice, show calls or anything?
That's what I want to see if it ever came back.
I mean, the broken front steps is obviously property maintenance, is a trip and fall hazard. It should have drainage in the back, but the real hazard to sort of occupying this building is that masonry condition in the back, because that could fail. That looks like that's a bathroom back there, because you got the waste pipe coming out, which is why it's cracked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be sitting in the bathroom and have the wall collapse on it.
Well, but why would you drill such a big hole right there? I mean, that just tells you.
Because they were, they were retrofitting an old building, right? Just putting in a new bathroom, and then
they know that that's the stress point.
Yeah.
Are you saying the NOV went out on the 11th, 12th?
Mark, the NOV went out?
It haven't went out yet.
No. Okay. We just inspected it, Ms. Bailey.
It says served. NOV served.
Where we at?
Did you say NOV on top?
Let me see.
That's complaint. Should be tracked?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was sent out yet.
Let's do that.
13 points, making notice. Okay, was issued. No.
So you started writing it up after the inspection?
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't say it was served as B. We want 1203 Linden, right?
Yeah, we're looking on the screen.
This is 13-point inspection scheduled for 1120.
Where is it?
Oh, that's not mine. That's CCB. I don't know what that's trash. That's,
no, I'm actually just sent a notice of violation out yet.
No. And the reason I haven't, are we on the record, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I haven't sent out the NOV yet is because OAG told us that we were using the wrong violations.
That's another conversation.
You mean citing the wrong section?
It's right.
Code? Yes.
Okay. And when I try to cite the way that they wanted to cite, no violations and no fines show up.
On the notice.
So they said they're going to have to talk to somebody to see about getting that fixed, and they haven't gotten back to me yet. That was 2 weeks ago.
No, I don't understand that. But
we'll talk about that off the record. So we will have a conversation with OAH. And we'll see what we need to do to issue the NOV at this point. So
that means it was personally served to the owner, doesn't it?
Well, that's CTB. I think that's trash and debris. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
And that's a different division.
Yeah, we should probably
extend
it.
Yes. I make a motion that we extend it for 60 days.
Second.
So we're probably moving this motion and second that we extend this case for 60 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, motion granted. Back on the record, case number 00-125. Property address is 1229 East Street, Southeast. Last BCRB board action, a 60-day extension was granted on 9/24/2014 to give time for the owner and the technical car to meet with a structural engineer of the property together to see what could, should be done to bring the property into compliance. Property was inspected on 12/1/2004 by Inspector Mark Holloman. I can tell you that there has been no change in this property in its present condition.
Because there was a walkthrough right back in, early November?
Yeah, early November there was a walkthrough. I was present, Jatinda was present.
Steve Colcott.
Yeah, and I were vacant properties and a program manager, and the owners had an engineer there, and I know they submitted a engineer report, but Jatinda has yet to make his ruling on his decision.
Okay.
So as it stands right now, the interim chief building official will make a decision once the investigation is complete.
And Mr. Stark, you said that the owner or representatives of the owner intended to come today, but they haven't appeared. Is that correct?
No, that's not. I said that after all the emails.
Oh, you thought that they might, but this is that. All right, okay, so this is, but this is just a status update.
Yeah, that's just a status update. So I move that this case be extended for another 120 days.
Second.
So we're probably moving second that the case be extended for 120 days. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? There being none, motion carried.
Our last case is case number 15-004. The property is 1311 Mapleview Place Southeast. The owner of record is the African Cultural Foundation Incorporated. And I know we had an open case on this property years ago, and but I think we closed it because there were some repairs made by the city. And as you can see from the photos, the city boarded it more recently. So the question, again, this is one of those continued cases or new cases. The question is whether we should accept it as a case before this board. Anybody have any thoughts?
Second.
So, well, hang on. That was an interesting, that last one though, at that valley, because there's a gutter and a downspout. I think it's at the valley where there was that cross gable. All right, so right there. So there's a cross gable, so you can see, oh, I see. It's just, I think I see. So the gutter wasn't continuous. That was the end of the gutter. Okay.
It is.
I got you. So it's sort of an angle. Okay. Mr. Singh, you think we should accept?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody feel differently? I'm not 100% convinced, but I mean, there are definite defects here, but such as the drainage issues and some more minor breaks, and there's that break in the front stucco wall where it meets the porch, but I mean, I'm willing to go along. The problem is, we know from experience with this property in this case is that the African Cultural Foundation, I don't think, exists anymore, and they have had nothing to do with this property for several years. is yours a motion to accept?
Accept.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Okay. So we have a motion to accept the case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll go along with it.
And can I also recommend that it be referred to ICA for property maintenance, and also that you go out and re-inspect and get a sense of, let's get another.
Wait, Ms. B, are we accepting the case?
Yeah, it sounded like we got at least three votes there out of four.
If we're accepting the case, you don't have to say it because it's automatically going to be done anyway.
All right.
Yeah, we can informally imply it anyway. Okay, great. All right, that concludes the December 10th, 2014 meeting, unless there are any other business. Okay, I'm making a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Record case number 10-062. Property address is 1338 W Street Southeast. Two-story semi-detached multifamily structure. Owner of record is Wachovia Equity Servicing LLC. Last BCIB board action, a certificate of condemnation was put on the property 5/15/2012. Ownership is still the same. Property was inspected on December 2nd, 2014. What were your findings, Mr. Inspector Holland?
On December 2nd, I felt calls for action violations such as peeling paint and exposed wood, wall missing parts in the rear, like right here, up in that area.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, but I mean, it's
the property was secure.
Yeah, it's boarded. I mean, yeah, even at that corner, yeah, wow.
Right here, two separations.
Yeah, that's a little more serious.
This is a multi-family structure.
I don't know. How do you know?
Oh, it doesn't?
It said filter maintenance.
Did it say 5,000 hours? Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like our cars.
Hold tight. It came back.
It's not that property. It's the last property.
Oh, it's still stuck on that.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Oh, it's still stuck on that. Yeah.
It was just saying something about you need a filter check.
All right, so is it more property maintenance than BCIB?
Well, yeah, except at that corner.
Damn, right here.
Yeah, when I look at that, but I look at this outside corner, it looks like it's like cracked open all the way, the whole height of it,
okay.
Where the stucco.
Oh, right there. Oh, that's that stucco that's coming off.
Yeah, that's a little more serious. But
yeah,
because otherwise I was ready to just say. But I think we should do. Oh, there's an NOV issued. Okay. Oh, NOV issued a couple weeks ago, or a week and a half ago. So why don't we just follow up on that, right? So if they don't respond, why don't we extend it for 120 days? And okay. And in the meantime, if you guys could follow up on the NOV, and if they don't abate, then issue the NOI, so that by that time we have enough time to go through the 30 days for both of them. Does that make sense?
Oh, you got that, Mark?
Okay.
Okay. So it's been I second. It's been properly moved and seconded that the case be extended for 120 days, and ICA will follow up on the NOVs and NOI.
Are you sure this one wasn't sold?
Don't have any record of that.
I don't know. You want to look at the.
I'm just curious.
You want to look at the taxes, see if there's any. Of course, it wouldn't be.
I think that's Todd Arias right there.
Yeah, I can tell. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, man. You gotta know how to do that too. It's all in the cellar. PIBS.
Down the bottom should be one name. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Where
are you at?
Yep.
Go back on the up top. Oh, yeah. Since you're there, there you go. And new search to the right.
Yeah. Okay. So what is this one?
1338. Yeah, W Street.
Yeah, it still says the same. Now. That could probably be as much as a month out of date, but we're not going to assume.
Are the taxes for paid?
Yeah, go down the bottom. View tax. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to put it in again.
No, it's going slow, I think.
Oh.
All right, let's do this. It's going to close Explorer.
No, it said don't send.
Yeah, but it's still going to close it.
You think
that? That's to send it. Send the error message back to them.
So what's that price?
It looks like it's paid because they're only charging for half of the yearly owed. Oh. So.
And that's pretty, wow, that's multifamily, right? Was it?
That's
a single?
It says, but it's a small house, and I would think that's an R4 zone, but I
yeah, because that seems kind of high.
Because I mean,
$9,000.
I mean, I think that's an R3 zone, so that should be a single family.
Right. So that $9,000. I saw earlier there were a few assessments.
Well, they got blight though.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Then I explained
blight, right? Okay.
That explains.
So somebody's paying that.
That's an awful loan.
Something
weird about
that. Some weird loan. Okay. All right. So,
did we close it out?
Did we vote on it? We did. We said 120.
No, 120 days extension.
Right.
All
yeah, I think we did. Yeah. I think we did.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah.
120 days for what?
All right. We're extending it. That's what this board's doing. But we're giving it that time so that ICA can follow up on the NOV, and if they don't abate, then to issue an NOI, and presumably within the 120 days, we can get the 30 day for the NOI as well, because we're already. Well into the 30 days for the NOV, right? Okay.
Case number 12-00558. Property address is 1382 Moores Road, Southeast. Two-story frame detached single-family dwelling. Owner of record is Leroy Barley. Last BCIB board action. A final notice and abatement order was issued 6/29/2012 to board up all openings and cut overgrowth for weeds and grass. Ownership is still the same. Property was inspected on December 9, 2014. Inspector Holland, what were your findings?
9th December revealed, which was an initial inspection for me. As you can see in the photo, front roof porch defective, which is also sagging, exposed wood at the top and the front of the roof. The side is missing, they have holes, multiple holes in the side, missing side. And the rear wall, exterior wall, and the roof are dilapidated.
It's wide open. Oh.
Yeah.
Roof open, back open, side open.
Wow. You couldn't get no views of the roof, huh?
We did. We can, from the back, we can squeeze in and get a little footage.
Yeah, you can see the upstairs.
Yeah, right there.
Ooh. It's another photo as well.
Totally.
Does that need to be raised?
Yeah, I think
pretty
so.
Much.
Yeah, is that a recommendation?
So, yeah, why? I don't know why we haven't done a condemnation order yet.
Oh, we have?
It's really connected.
I don't know where Tyler got this case number from.
I told you, man. Oh, you got some more coming? Nobody, they haven't been followed up on it since.
Well, we won't take care of it now.
You guys want to see what now?
The taxes.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't even matter. Because whether somebody's still responsible for it or whether they're not, we just have to do the legal sufficiency on any notices from here on out, and that's that. Because I don't think anybody's going to be fixing it up.
I just want to see whether it had been sold in the tax.
Give me 1 second to notice.
Let's see. So they got what, eight? What does it say? $93,000? Yeah, so.
It was sold. What year was that sold?
That's sold with DC. That's
sold the lien.
It didn't sell anything. It was zero. We say it sold to somebody.
Probably says sold to DC,
sold
right? Yeah.
DC?
Yeah. Okay. So nobody bought it. Nobody bought the lien. Okay.
So what does that mean?
It means that we don't know if Mr. Barley's with us or not, or has walked away. It looks like whoever owned it is walked away or is deceased or whatever. So nobody bought a lien, tax lien. So I think we just got to proceed, in my opinion, with an order of condemnation.
Should we ever find out what sold to DC?
Yeah, I think it means when it's not, when nobody buys the, I think it's like having a reserve price on an auction. I mean, like nobody buys the lien. Okay, so, And I see that it was quite a long time ago that we sent out an abatement order.
No, this guy, he already had, right, you sent out an abatement order.
Long time
ago.
He
already placed a certificate of order of condemnation on the property.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, y'all can move forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a shame because I like those old modest houses on Mars, but I think that's where we're going to have to go with this.
So I'd like to make a motion to raise the property. Refer to ICA for a raise.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second that this property be referred to ICA for a raise. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted.
Yeah.
All right. The next case is 15-003. The property is 1425 Fifth Street Northwest. This is another continued case or new case, and we have to consider whether to accept it or not. Mr. Holloman, can you give us a report?
I inspected this property at December the 9th and also found no cause for action. The property is in good condition.
Okay.
Also had no way to the rear.
Okay. All right. Beat me to that one. Okay. So I make a motion that we not accept this case.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to not accept the case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
Record case number 13-063. Property address is 1516 23rd Street Southeast, two-story row masonry structure. Owner of record is Ezekiel Williams Jr. Last BCLB board action, a certificate of condemnation was placed on the property July 8, 2014. The property was inspected on December 9, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what were your findings?
Yeah, on the 9th of December, re-inspection of the bill.
Man.
Property violations was not abated, but it was work in progress. Work was on the site.
Okay. Oh, so I see the red boards going.
Yeah. They did a lot of demo too, but so it's really not habitable right now. So let's just keep an eye on it, see what their progress is.
So we want to move it back 45 days.
Wasn't the garage an issue too? Let's see if we get to that. Yeah, they're reframing the whole sidewall.
No. Oh, so the workers were on site, or was it workers were on site?
All
right. So this is our question. See them red? Oh, they're taking the red boards off. Okay.
Didn't show the garage. All right, so why don't we continue this, extend this for, you want to do 60? I was going to do 90. Okay. How's that for a compromise in there? All
right. What do you think, Ms. B, 90 days?
90.
Okay, I'll right. Second. We probably move a second that the case be extended for 90 days. All the favors say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted.
Good morning. This is the December 10th, 2014 hearing of the District of Columbia Board for the Condemnation of Unsanitary Buildings. I'm Tim Dene from the Historic Preservation Office. At least for the moment, I'm going to be acting chairman while our two DCRA representatives are not available. And I'm going to ask all of the rest of the board and the staff to introduce themselves and their position.
I'm Singh DGS.
Good morning, Rodney and George with the Deputy Mayor's Office for Planning and Economic Development.
Good morning, Beatrix Fields, Department of Housing and Community Development.
Can I get the sign-in sheet, please?
Where'd that go? Yeah, if everybody would sign in, that would be great. I think we're expecting Mr. Davidson. He might be on an important phone call, and Ms. Hammond reported that she's coming late. So, do I have a motion to adopt the meeting agenda?
I move that we adopt the meeting agenda as proposed.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of adopting the meeting agenda as proposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Is there any old business? Hearing none, we'll move on. If there's any new business, I assume that includes our case reviews, including new cases, which we'll get to momentarily. Anybody have any other items? Mr. Stark mentioned before the hearing that we're going to have to look into possibly videotaping these meetings when we are equipped and financed to do so. So we will keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to call the first case, which is a status update on case number 13-117. The property is 1901 and 1903 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast. Can we have a staff report? I don't know who this is.
On December 9th, re-inspection revealed from the photos, violations was abated.
Okay, violations are abated. I have seen this and I've seen photos. Mr. Haig was kind enough to copy me on the email to Mr. Stark showing the new roof and the masonry repairs. So we're pleased. Well, I don't know if I can speak for the whole board, but I'm certainly pleased that this is finished. And actually, I got an email from the owner of the next door building, who is also pleased. So I think that pleased me as well. Anything else? I'm going to move that we close this case.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to close the case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. The case is closed. Mr. Haig, do you want to say anything?
I just have one question.
Yes, sir. All right, you got to state your name for the record. And actually, if you're asking a question, I might not have to swear you in because you're not making a statement. But
My name is William Haig. I'm the Vice President of Business Development for the Anacostia Holding Company, a subsidiary of the Anacostia Economic Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of the ownership group of the property. The only question that I have, we appreciate the gentleman being able to get, they obviously took those pictures either yesterday or this morning because we're still putting on the last coat of paint on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate their cooperation and timeliness. My only question I had was that will we receive some type of final notice that there's closure on the case, because I've got to transmit something to the ownership group, and if that's possible, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I don't have anything on like official letterhead. I can send you an email stating that we closed the case. Did we ever place a certificate of condemnation on your property? I think we did. We never did?
No.
I don't think so.
No, we didn't.
As a matter of fact, that was subverted because we did pull the building permit.
Okay.
That was issued prior to that.
I can send you something in writing via email.
That would be fine.
Also, isn't this hearing going to be, the tape of it be available on our website or?
Yes.
On our you know, the BCIB website?
Not on the website.
No.
If he calls.
Oh, it's requested, okay.
But it's also going to be on, do you have access to Baker, the Baker website?
Board of Ethics
and Government Accountability?
For purposes.
He does? Okay, yeah. Right, because I found a way to convert my file so I can place the WAVE file on that website as well.
For purposes of simplification, just an email from you indicating that.
Okay.
More than suffice.
All right, great. All right, then this case is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're back on the record. Case number 13-067. Property address is 2200 32nd Place Southeast. Three-story detached masonry single-family structure. Owner of record is Richard Cunningham, Jr. Last BCIB board action. A 90-day extension was granted August 13, 2014 to see if enforcement process works. The property was reinspected on December 1st, 2014. Inspector Holloman, what was your finding, sir?
The 1st of December reinspection revealed that the property is pretty much still in the same condition with the open windows, which was the main problem.
Huh. So have we moved on to an NOI on this one?
So did we send enforcement case up?
Yes, sir.
So we need to follow up with enforcement to see their process. At least at a minimum, they can secure the areas that aren't secure.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like we're having good luck, like contacting this person and making them.
And that's such a nice house. Look at
nice. Yeah, nice, big.
Yeah.
Nice.
At one point in time, it was no board, so they did partially board it. Uh-huh. I don't know what happened there.
But I mean, it's relatively minor and easily fixed, so we could.
You see that?
We could probably just.
Yeah,
it's
nice. Okay. Todd, make a note. We need to follow with enforcement. Since they got a manager there now, I mean, they're actually pushing things along faster.
Great.
And we need to get them to secure the rest of those openings in that property. And okay. Remove any trash and debris.
And if that's done, heck, we can close it
out,
close in my
it.
Opinion. But, so, I mean, there's still some code issues, but it's
right,
unoccupied.
So I make a recommendation that we refer it to enforcement for further action. Extend the case for 60 days.
Second.
It's been probably moved and second that the case be extended for 60 days and we refer to enforcement for further action. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, motion carried.
And that's the close or board
yeah,
windows.
Secure. Correct. Secure the openings, all the
so
openings.
The render is sanitary by having enforcement.
No, because we haven't, well, we'd love it rendered sanitary, but we haven't done a condemnation order on this yet, so
right.
We're doing it through the regular. Well,
are we still on the record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, if they secure it, then we're closing. Okay, we're back on the record. Case number 13-096. The property address is 2321 High Street Southeast, two-story detached single-frame structure. The owner of the record is Keystone Plus Construction Corporation. Last BCIB board action is a. An abatement order was issued to cut high grass and weeds around the property, and a scheduled meeting notice for 12-10-2014 was issued 7-9-2014. Contact has recently been made with Keystone Construction again. The property, I have a gentleman in front of me, sir, if you introduce your name for the record.
Randy Carroll.
Your relationship to the property?
Senior project manager.
Okay, of Keystone?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. This property was inspected by DCRA on 12/4/2014. Inspector Holland, what were your results?
Re-inspection revealed that the property is boarded up and secure, but it's still in the same condition from previous inspections.
Okay.
It's like the city did it, right? Because they got the red
boards on that. Okay, Keystone representative, sir, you want to tell us what's going on with this problem?
Well, right now we're scheduled to go to settlement on December 12th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just two more days. If something were to happen with that, we want to go back to the city and talk to them and see what we can do, because we've put like $60,000 into this project already. We bought it through a tax sale, and then we started working with Arctech. Spent like $15,000 getting Arctech to design drawings for our new affordable house within the market, you know, for DC residents. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go to get permits to tear the building down because, as you can see, it's all dilapidated and old and everything, and it turns out to be historical. And everybody knows about historical. So.
Might know some.
Long story short, we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and historical said we could tear it down, but we'd have to tear it down piece by piece. And doing that, we'd have to tear down a piece, build a new piece, tear down a piece, build a new piece, which would not be feasible money-wise.
Well, I think you got a zoning problem there, because I don't think you have
that was the next
conforming
issue.
Side yard. So you wouldn't be able to tear it down and rebuild exactly what's there without a variance.
Correct. That was the next thing I was going to say. We wanted to tear the whole thing down once at one time. And they said if we did, then we would not be able to build the same size house you just said. So during all that, when we got approval in August of 11 to do this, in July 11, the tax sharks bought it underneath us, right from underneath us, and we didn't even know about it. We've been back and forth with the taxes being blighted and this and that and everything. So, like I said, we put it up for sale. We got a buyer. It's been back and forth about closing dates, and now we supposedly are supposed to go to closing on the 12th. This will be the third time closing's been changed. The date has been changed, and if it doesn't, then we'd like to come back and see what we can work out with the district.
So you're selling it to another party or to the people who bought the tax lien?
No, the people from the bought the tax lien, when they found out what it was and what kind of headache it was, they're like, oh, you can have it back. We don't want it.
Oh, okay. You didn't even
they're
have
like,
to
we
buy
just want
off.
Our attorney fees. And like, oh, okay. If you give it to us, you give it to us, but we're not giving you a dime. It's your fault for buying it, you know? I mean, we wanted to build an affordable house because if anybody, Inspector probably knows, they're doing a lot of work over there with some houses and it looks really nice. And. You know, we'd even like to keep the top and have the top restored or something, but it's just a battle right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we haven't walked away from it, per se. I know it's ongoing, but, you know, if we can sell it, great. If we can't, then we're going to see what we can do with the district.
So at this point, there are no plans to make any improvements? Since
well, it's supposed to be sold.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go to settlement in a couple of days, but that's happened before in other cases and stuff. And we've ended up with properties back, you know, where money's
well, could you do one thing for us in the meantime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't agree to that until I ask you, but it is pretty simple. The district boarded up the windows and doors, but for some reason, when we do that, we tend to overlook where the framing is exposed by big gaps like that.
Okay.
And it would be great if, in fact, those ones on the side are not only weathered, but it looks like they're kind of starting to fall out. It would be great if plywood could be nailed over.
Yeah, we can
scar
do that
from
no
the porch.
I mean, we're a contractor for the district. We've been doing business with you guys for over 25 years.
Great.
We have a great relationship with you guys. I mean, we have no problem with that at
I
all.
Just don't want, if there's any chance of salvaging that framing, I don't want it to be exposed further
yeah.
to the weather.
Unfortunately, there's no salvaging. I mean,
I
the bad part is, how do you tear it down without affecting the other two
houses? Yep. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and historical is not making it easy on us, so.
No.
Like I said,
not exactly what we're there for, but
if it doesn't sell, then we we'll be back at the drawing board seeing what we can do.
What was the cause for the closing being delayed the two previous times it was scheduled?
I don't know. I'm a project manager. I really wasn't involved with the sale and the terms and all that and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's a higher pay grade for me.
Got it. Okay.
Than above me.
Okay. Recommendation, board.
I move that we extend the case for 45 days.
Second.
Second.
Okay, so probably moving second that this case be extended for 45 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion carried.
If you'd look into the boarding too, that'd be
Yeah, great. We'll do that. That's not okay. a problem.
Great.
Yeah. I think we're doing some work over by Martin Luther King.
Because I think one way or another, whoever deals with that house, if they can end up demolishing most of it, they're going to have to keep something because the past muster with zoning, they had to keep something.
Right.
And so giving each portion of the building its best shot to be kept is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Hopefully, can you front facade could be saved.
Make sure that Mr. Stark's got all the information on you.
Yeah, I need a contact.
Okay.
Don't forget to introduce the new board members that have just joined us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back on the record. Let the record reflect that Gilbert Davidson from DCRA board member is now present.
As well as Sybil Hammond, DPW.
All right.
Okay. Great. All right. Property address is case number is 13-091. Property address is 4504 Lee Street Northeast, two-story semi-detached single-frame structure. Owner record is Dorothy Wellman. The last BCRB board action, a 45-day extension was granted on 10/22/2014 to see the progress of replacing the siding on the property. I have a gentleman that's sitting in front of me. Sir, announce your name for the record.
Black Wilson.
Your relationship to the property?
I am my mother's son.
Okay. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right, you want to... the property was inspected on 12/8/2014. Inspector Holloman, you want to give us your results?
On the 8th of December, the re-inspection revealed that the property was partially abated. He did put siding on the back, however, there's still no siding on the side.
There was siding put partially in the rear, but there's still some missing on the side.
No.
Oh, that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let's run through the photos and see what we got, if we could. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
So front's looking, you know, it's dinged, but it's there, right? So, and the property's for sale, and Ms. Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, so side, we got that. Oh, okay. So it's the old stucco, right? There's that painted over particle board. What is that? Is that just sheathing? It looks like maybe it's just sheathing.
Hey, Todd, go back.
A little more. Siding.
No, on the side, though. Is that just sheathing?
Yeah, go back. Right there.
Yeah, that's the...
stucco.
Other aluminum siding, and that's sheet. That's
it's
stucco.
Oh, it is stucco. Okay. It's hard for me to tell today. I don't know. Okay.
Done a lot of work on it. Oh my God.
No, because there are a lot. You can see the joints. See some kind of joints in there too.
Yeah.
Which you would have control joints, but it doesn't.
Okay.
Hold in the old days, they usually did that continuously. Okay.
All right. You want to bring us up to date?
Well, I put the siding on the back as we at least minimum requirements when I was last here. And on the side, what I'm planning on doing with the streamline crack, because it's not leaking in the house, but it has propensity probably to do so, is the streamline crack is actually to cement it over, because that's pretty much what stucco is, cement.
All right, so you're going to patch
the metal
crack.
Mesh.
Okay. How about, I wish we had a close-up at that front corner, because I'm just curious as to how well, if the stucco continues all around and it's not cracked at the corner, that might be all right, but I'm just sort of a little worried about...
Right at the top.
Well, I'm just talking about down where the front turns the corner to the side and the aluminum siding ends. Like, is there any opening
up top
at that in that
no, on the
in
side,
that,
no,
in that corner? Okay.
No, that's just aluminum siding in the front to the side. Right. It runs on the side of
that. Is the property occupied at present?
Not right now.
It's not. Okay. So you got it up for sale, so it's empty, and presume somebody's going to buy it and probably renovated or something, right? Okay.
So when are you going to proceed with ongoing? I mean, when you think you get the rest of the siding?
The patching or the...
Yeah,
well,
the
ceiling. I mean, patching is pretty reasonably easy as far as the stucco on the side. It probably takes about maybe a couple of weeks or something to do that. Just because it's a streamline crack and it's right at the top.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Top left.
So if we revisit this in a month, you think you're going to be finished?
Oh, yeah. I'll be done.
Now, at some point, are you going to put in the downspouts and gutters?
Downspouts,
yeah, that's pretty good.
That's right.
Like you can see where it cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually on the crack. That's where the wood was at. So that's actually what they call that tar. Something's in on it.
Well, some of that looks like crack, because I can see in that one toward the front. It looks like, oh, you think that one's
corner. Right
down. Yeah. Well, some of it might be even that it's that there aren't control joints, so it's cracking where you got it backed up with. Right, yeah, you can see because it's right. Like it's stuccoed over sheathing, and it seems to be cracking along where the edges of the sheathing are.
Right. Right.
And that's, you know, if you patch it, that's going to fix it for a little while to keep the water out, but it's going to crack more along that same line. Just, you know.
So you think they'd be done within 30 days? Okay. Make a motion to extend the case for 30 days.
I'll second that.
It's 30.
30 days.
Given the holiday, take it a little longer, 45, so it won't be a waste.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. I'm in a motion for 45 days.
I second.
All right. So properly move and second that this case be extended for 45 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? You being none? Back on the record, case number 12-003. Property address is 302 Eastern Avenue, Northeast. Single-story row masonry structure. Owner of record is UG Polly. Last BCRB board action. A courtesy letter was sent out with all of the BCRB documents explaining to the owner that this was the last step before moving forward to raise the property.
I think we can close this case.
It was signed 1-30-2014, but there was no response. Final notice to raise property was sent out, and a raise order was sent to enforcement. The property was inspected on 12-8-2014, and based off the inspection's findings, the property has been raised and the ground has been leveled. I make a recommendation that this property be closed.
Second.
So when it was raised, what did they do? Go back in and see that, I mean, something on either side? Yeah. The
and parts of the wall.
Party wall.
Yeah.
It was either raised or the big bad wolf blew down a straw house.
Yeah. Yeah, they center block it in between to protect. In that case, it looked like center block and then what, stucco or something?
Yeah, I think they just parched it with concrete.
Yeah. With parts with concrete. Yep, that seals the, and they don't do that too often, you know.
That's nice.
I can't say I've never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, only because they're always worried about the integrity of the other properties being compromised when you take a middle structure out. All right, it's been properly moved, this case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It being none, motion carried.